we must acknowledge that sport is perhaps the most powerful social tool. It's even more powerful in shaping the minds and lives of young people. And if one were to accept a cruel statement that people of my generation, there can't be any change, but it's the young people that we need to shape their minds for them to understand that the world is made up of men and women, and certainly through sports and the equal opportunities in sport, this will shape their, help to shape their minds and their attitudes towards their relationships in life. Now, this can go much broader, and certainly in terms of the values of the Olympic movement, as projected by the IOC, are important values which are also important to the wider society, not only about sports. So I would argue that sport is one of the big influences in bringing about the changes that we all so desperately need.
Do you feel that sports is underutilized in that sense?
I suppose as a person coming from sports, I would say yes. Others may say no. But I am very confident that yes, it's underutilized, not only for gender equality issues, but also generally, because we also have another problem in the world, and that is the growing incidence of obesity and unfitness all around. And we need to work towards a fitter, healthier society. And sports has a big role to play in that. So it's not just gender equality. The role of sports is much wider than that. But of course, our conference here on this occasion is about gender equality.
Speaking specifically on that point, you say that it can help even in terms of promoting good health, which links us to the Millennium Development Goals. Do you see a role in sports playing in the post-2015 agenda to help reach some of these goals, such as health?
Oh, most certainly. The various conversations that have taken place in this conference so far, there are so many people who have spoken about the achievements to date, but the challenges which lie ahead. And it's absolutely clear that all the Millennium Development Goals, although major progress has been made, come 2015, they will not be able to sign off on all of them. So the post-2015 agenda is going to be extremely important. And I would argue that the role of sports in accelerating the work for gender equality and for better progress in terms of meeting the goals that we all want to see achieved, sports has a vital role to play. And I would suggest to the powers that be that sports be put on the front burner in the activities that will help to bring about the change or indeed the revolution that needs to take place.
Could you give us some more personal experience? Could you tell us how you saw sports impact the society in Jamaica?
It's quite easy to say that, because if you take the sport that we are world famous for, athletics, the teams that we sent to the Olympic Games is almost equally divided between men and women. And there are periods where women have been better than the men and the men have been better than the women. And that has not come about by accident. It has come about by a deliberate attempt to ensure that there are equal opportunities for men and women. Our current sports policy in Jamaica, which was just reenacted a few months ago, speaks clearly to the equality of the sexes that must prevail through all our institutions. The other thing that I would mention is that an example from Jamaica is perhaps what is best known as our major sports event for schoolboys and schoolgirls. It is called Champs. It's an athletic meet that takes place once a year. It's a huge, huge meet, and it's where it's the nursery for our athletics. And years ago, there used to be separate Champs for girls and for boys. But for the last just over 12 years, it's been a joint championship with equal attention to boys and girls. And that has shown the results in the people who represent us abroad at the Olympic Games, World Championships, and other major events. And I think that's a real example of how equal treatment can benefit the performances of our athletes. Now, with that, of course, it has the relationships between people has also benefited from that openness and equal treatment.